All right, we're wondering what is an appropriate age for a child or a human, because child might be a ridiculous thing to say, to consent to this. Good morning. How's it going? It's Vinny and Nikki and Stuntman Sam on International Coffee Day. Everybody's acting a little strange here this morning.
Oh, yeah. We all kind of taking caffeine a little differently, I've noticed, this morning.
That's true.
Nikki's off the wall. Vinny can't stop talking.
I'm so hyper. And Sam's like rather calm.
I'm ready for a nap right now.
See, that's weird to me. Anyway.
All right, so we're talking about an appropriate age to consent to a tattoo. There's this Facebook video that's gone viral. The little boy in the video is either 9 or 10 years old. I've seen different publications claiming that he's 9 and some other articles saying that he's 10 years old. But you see this kid, so 9 or 10, let's just say he's 9, receiving a real tattoo in the video. It's creepy. It's weird to see. And it's still being investigated by police officers and authorities right now. But basically, one police officer said he visited the house and the little boy said, well, I wanted a tattoo. Like, that's what I wanted. I wanted to get a tattoo. Huh. So I think that they're continuing to investigate. I think that most of us can agree that's a little bit ridiculous for a 9-year-old to be able to get a tattoo. But it sort of opens up the conversation. This kid says that he wanted one and his mom let him do it. Like, what age is an appropriate age to consent to getting permanent ink?
18.
You think?
You're officially, you can vote. You can drink alcohol. You're not a minor anymore.
You can't drink alcohol in every province.
Oh, you're right. In Quebec, you can. Yeah. But I think that's an appropriate age. Because when you're younger than that, well, you make some interesting decisions in life that you might regret later.
I would go with 16 because you're already driving at that point. I mean, your teenage adolescent years are usually when you go through a bit of a, you know, your first identity crisis where you're sort of questioning everything and you're exploring and there's a lot of curiosity. I know at 16 I had grand ideas as to maybe some possible body arts, but I think that some people are mature enough at that age too.
Everybody matures differently, right?
Absolutely.
Depends.
I got my first two when I was tattoo when I was 16 years old, and if I could go back in time, and tattoo removal is so painful.
Yeah.
I began having like part of my tattoo removed and I couldn't handle the pain, so now it just says M&I instead of Gemini. It's not a good situation. So I actually disagree. I don't think 16 is old enough. I don't think 18 is old enough. Like, go for 25. You're making this decision for life. And during your teen years, when you're sort of rebelling in any way that you possibly can, you don't really know yourself yet. I say, like, make it as old as possible.
But at 16, if your mother was discouraging you and, like, downright against it, wouldn't that make you want to get it even more? I mean, is there any convincing a teenager otherwise if they're dead set on getting a tattoo at 16?
I don't think you should be allowed. I don't think you should be allowed to tattoo a 16-year-old. Like, we went in with my mom. My mom said, yes, it was a good idea. Now I'm like, what were you thinking?
Why, Mom?
Why did you allow that to happen?
Why didn't you stop me?
Yeah.
M&I is not even in the dictionary. Let's get your text on this. 92925.
We're talking about this because a video that's gone viral is of a little boy getting a permanent tattoo on his arm at his home in Ohio. And police and authorities are still investigating what went on here, but the police already made a visit to this little boy's home and he said, I wanted a tattoo. Like, I said that's what I wanted, so my mom let me.
Yeah, kids want McDonald's every day too. Doesn't mean they're going to get it. I mean,
they probably shouldn't.
Interesting text. Anastasia on our text on 92925. My 11-year-old asked me for a tattoo and the answer I gave him is, if I have to authorize it, then you are too young. So I guess 18, that way, if he regrets it, it's on him. At 18, you make your own decisions.
Isn't that what the stick-on tattoos are for at that age? Yeah. Try it out, you know? See how it lasts, you know?
True.
Over a few days, if there's any regrets after that.
All right, we're taking your texts and your calls, and Stephanie's on the phone. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Stephanie, do you have a tattoo you regret?
Well, I don't regret it, just a bit. I just turned 15, and my mother had said yes, and it's the famous tribals with the dolphins on your back.
Right. I know that tattoo.
Yeah, so I have that. I don't see it, so it doesn't bother me as much. I have some on my arm, but I'm fine with those. Like, I made sure that it's there for life. I won't regret it. But on my back, it wasn't the smartest idea.
Yeah. Mine, like you too, is somewhere where I can't see it, which I'm glad, because I got a butterfly when I was 16, and it says Gemini underneath it. I'm not judging anybody with a butterfly tattoo.
It just
wouldn't necessarily be my tattoo of choice now, so it's in a place that's hidden. But I think that my mom hated piercings when I was growing up. Like, I wanted my tongue pierced, and she was would not have it, but she let me get a tattoo over getting a piercing.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
I mean, same thing for you, Stephanie?
Same thing. She didn't like the piercings, so I wanted to get my belly button pierced. She said no, but she let me have a tattoo.
Yeah,
I
know.
What are you?
I know, sort of just based on her own personal preference. And for the record, I went out and got my tongue pierced anyway.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
She told me, she's like, if you come home with your tongue pierced, I will rip it out. Oh, God. Thank you for chatting, Stephanie.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for the text this morning. 9925.
So, Nikki, if you have kids, is there an age that you would insist that they wait on?
I'm not going to be like an overprotective helicopter parent, but I'll be like, as long as you're under my roof, you're not allowed. Yeah. Just wait, because I know you're going to grow and change a lot.
Look at mommy. You see the M and I? You see this? You don't want this to happen.
There's still a G. It's just a little bit fainter than the rest of the letters.
I'm island G. It's M and I.
M and I. I'm going to be overprotective, by the way. 18, do whatever you want. Yeah.